It's supposed to be back here once again and to see some old friends and some new friends. Baruch Hashem. Hopefully, I'll be the world be neskabu v'ratzon. Me'avi neshma shemayim. Today was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We just finished reading Parshas Chodesh, which coincided with Vayakha Pekude, which is Hakamas HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's a Gevaldik Medrash. Rashi quotes part of it. Medrash says that after all of the parts of the Mishkan were completed, they were all gathered together. The Mishkan was waiting to be constructed. So the Olam tried to pick up the Mishkan, to put it together, with no success. And then they turned to Moshe. And they asked Moshe to pick it up, and Moshe turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, it's not possible. It's not humanly possible to pick up the Mishkan. And then Moshe goes ahead and he picks it up, and then that was 7 days, 8 days before the actual Kamas HaMishkan. And for the next 7 days, for the Shiva Semi HaMiluah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymei Dumafarik. He's assembling it and taking it apart. And then the Midrash says, Higia Hayoim Yom Echa B'Shavua, Sunday. This went on from Sunday to Sunday. And that eighth day, which is the Shmoneh Simei HaMiluah, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ma'amid Es HaMishkan, and he didn't take it down. This requires a Hesber. Why is that necessary? If Moshe was successful in picking it up the first time, why does he have to assemble it and then put it back together again for 8 days? And finally, the eighth day, stays up. And why do we need to know that it was on a Sunday? The Medrash is very specific. Yom Echa B'Shavua, that was the day that the Mishkan remained up. Since when is the day of the week significant? Does the Torah tell us what day of the week B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim? No. It told us what day of the month. What day of the week is not significant. We happen to know it was on a Thursday. That's the Cheshbon. But the Medrash has to come and tell us that it was on a Sunday, and if it was on a Wednesday, would it make a difference? So let's try to understand B'siyata D'Shmei. The whole inyan of the Mishkan is associated with Tachlis HaBriyah. You see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was very excited about the Mishkan, because we have so many parashiyos, so many psukim, so many repeated words, of course not repeated, but so much time and so much dioy, so much ink is used in describing the Mishkan. But the reason why is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Mishkan is a special relationship. Like we say, Habin Yakal Yefraim, the Klai Sol so beloved the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midi Dabi Bai Zachar Es Kerena Or. The more that I speak about Ephraim, the more that I remember him, the more that I like to speak about him. People enjoy speaking about things which they like. Kadosh Baruch Hu is spending so much time speaking about the Mishkan. That's because the Mishkan is very dear to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the whole Tachas of Biyah Chazal tell us is dear about Tachtonim, that Hashem wants to have a place in this world to reside. And the Mishkan is the place which is dedicated for that. But in Pnimius and the Svar Mikdashim tell us that as great as Mishkan is, and as great as Mikdash is, and as precious as it is, there's one step weiter. There's one step forward in the next direction, which is even more chavit HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Mishkan, and that's Klal Yisrael. And the tachlis of the Mishkan is that it should be a dogma to us how it should be. So the Zohar picks apart the Mishkan in a way where it gives it like body parts. There's the arm, there's the legs, there's the torso, there's the head, there's the lave, which is the Aron HaKodesh. It's like a dogma of an Adam. Kaimas Adam. Because a Yid is supposed to see in the Mishkan who he is. And that in the same way that a Mishkan is a Dira B'Tachtonim, every single Jew should be and will be eventually a Mishkan Hashem. Like the Psukim say, Heichal Hashem Heima, the Navi says. The Klai Yisrael Heima, they are the Heichal Hashem. Shikin Oil Ba'adam, the Navi says. That Hashem took the oil, which is the Oil Moed, the Mishkan, and He put it in the Adam. And most famously, Chazal say, it's an unknown medrash, but the Al-Shech and other tzaddikim quote it. V'asali mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham. Make a mikdash and I will dwell within them. B'seichal in them, it doesn't say in it, it says b'seicham, in them. In Klai Yisrael, the Mishkan is a hechatimsa for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be mashar shechin on us. And therefore, when we look at the Mishkan, every dimension, every aspect of the Mishkan, we can apply it to ourselves. If that's the case, this very unusual binyan hakamas haMishkan, the putting together of the Mishkan and the taking it apart for 7 days until finally on the 8th day of the Miluah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was today, hakamas haMishkan, and it stays that way. He's teaching us an inyan about us and creating ourselves as a Mishkan. And how is that? These 7 days of putting together the Mishkan and then taking it apart is a bechina of what it says in Pasuk, Ki Shevi Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That a tzadik, he falls 7 times, then he gets up. And this is a Pasuk which is speaking about every single Jew in Klai Yisrael. That in the same way the tzadik can tell us, the Bashem Tov specifically, that Matas Ma'aseh, that all of the Nesiyos, all of the Masois of Bnei Yisrael correspond to the different journeys that every single Jew has to take in his life. So too when it comes to Binyan HaMishkan, the Seder of constructing the Mishkan and deconstructing, putting up and taking down, is a pattern in life that every single Jew has to go through. Ki Sheva Yipol Tzadik. But there's a moment of Vekam, that after that 7th nefila, that a person has a kima. And this corresponds to the 7 days of the week. That a person falls on Sunday, and then on Monday, and then on Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And he even falls on Shabbos. Well, if he falls on Shabbos, then why is it Shabbos? What makes Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, is that after a person falls so many times, he has a choice to make in that moment of nefila. Is he going to stay on the ground? Or is he going to get back up? Because the reason why he falls the first 6 times and then a 7th time is because he's trying to stand up on his own. And he thinks that he has his own raglayim to stand up. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us the emes, and that is that Hashem is the Saimich L'chol HaNoiflim. And every single Jew, every single human being, every single creation by definition is a Noifel. We can't stand on our own. Everything is siyata d'shamayim. Although we think that we have our own 2 legs to stand on, and we have a good parnasa, and a good place to live, and a solid community, good health, everything is going right. But be'etzem, a person is a naifel. And the reason why he falls, and he has to go through these stages in life where he repeatedly falls, is so that he comes to that hakara, that he really can't stand on his own, and needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu to lift him up. So the 7th Nefilah, which is Shabbos, the reason why Shabbos is so halig and it's so different is because after 7 times falling, a person starts to realize and he says, hey, you know, I'm a Noifel. And at that moment of truth, he has to make a choice and say, I'm either going to have Bitochen and Emunah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one who's going to be Saimich me, or I'm just going to lay here on the ground and never get up. When a person makes the choice that he's going to get up and he's going to be Sameach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Kedushas Shabbos. That's what Kedushas Shabbos is all about. The moment that a person is Makkah the Emes, that he's a Naifel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as soon as the Mishkan went through these Zayin Nefilas, and on the Shemoneh Simiha Meluma, on that 8th day, Moshe put it up, it was there to last. That's called Vikam. And it was a kima nitzchi. Because we know that although the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed, the Mishkan was never destroyed. Because as soon as a person is makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making him, he never falls. He's always come. He's kayam. There was nobody who had more nefilas than David HaMelech. Chazal say in the Medrash, the most nesionos, the more yisura, more than even Eov, David HaMelech. That was his lot. And David speaks a lot in Sefer Tehillim. The whole Sefer Tehillim came out is about the fallings and the getting ups of David HaMelech. All the challenges that he encountered. What does David HaMelech say about himself? He says, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Not just V'Kam. V'Kayam means he's always getting up. Always getting up. And this really explains the kasha between Vayakal Pekudei, which we just read yesterday, the other day. Read yesterday to me, it's last Shabbos. We read Vayakal Pekudei, which is the construction of the Mishkan, and Parshas HaChodesh. What's the Shaychis? Because since Vayakal Pekudei is a Kamas HaMishkan and I have to go through Zayin Nefilos in order to have a Kima, that's exactly the cycle of the moon. HaChodesh is Elohim. The moon is always Neschadesh. It reaches its peak, and then it has a Nefila. But even if it has a Nefila, it's Neschadesh once again. And it's constantly going through the cycle of having Nefilas and having Kimas, Nefilas and having Kimas. Masha Enkein, a Rasha, is very different than a Tzaddik. Sheva Yipol Tzaddik V'kam. A Tzaddik falls, and he gets up, and that's why he's a Tzaddik. Like my Rebbe says, you should be well, that Yosef is called the Tzaddik Yisrael. Tzaddik is always associated with Shmira Sabris and Kedusha. Who was greater than Yosef in Shmira Sabris, Kedusha Sabris? He was Oymed Ben Yisrael with Eishes Potiphar. In the tumas, the greatest tumas of Mitzrayim. But it's shver, because on the one hand, although Yosef HaTzadik was Matzliach, and he was Oymi Bin Yisayon, doesn't the Gemara say that Yosef HaTzadik, that there were 10 tipos of Zera which kind of slipped through his fingers? So he wasn't Matzliach. So if Yosef wasn't Matzliach, then why is he the Tzadik forever? Yosef is that, he embodies the Kedusha HaYosai. He's the Ushpizen of the sphere of Yosai. That's connected to Shmiras Abris. So Yosef, was he Matzliach or was he not Matzliach? And why is he called Tzaddik if he failed? So my Rebbe says, the reason why he's called Yosef HaTzaddik is because he fell and he got up again. And that was very hard for Yosef HaTzaddik. As you can imagine, Yosef dedicated his life and his entire Madrega. The Kedusha of Yosef HaTzaddik was Gufa because of this. Because he was so Kaddish in the Midah Shmir Sayasai. And then he fell. You can imagine he had a track record for so many years. And then he slipped, he fell. So why is he the Tzaddik? Because he got up again. That's why. Because he was Kayam. He was Yibol Tzaddik, but he was Kam.
Isn't that the setup?
That is the setup, because a person has to be taught that he's an Oifel. Hashem Yisbaruch is teaching a person who thinks that he can do it on his own. Even the biggest tzaddikim have to be taught that you're just Samech on HaKadosh Baruch. You were Be'etzem HaNoifa. Masha Enkin HaRasha, we're coming off of Purim still. What does it say about Haman HaRasha? It says, V'Haman Noifel Al Hamita. That the demise of Haman is called Noifel. He had one big Nefila, Haman Noifel, and he never got up from that Nefila. A Rasha doesn't have the ability to get up. And really it's Haman and everything that Haman represents which puts us through this Seder of having Nefilas. Like it says, he filled poor, hu hagoiro. He filled is a Lashon being mafil somebody, causing somebody to fall. And that's associated with the goiro. A goiro is a lottery. Things are by chance. Things are by mikra. If a person thinks that things are happenstance, so that's why he falls. And he falls and he doesn't get up. Masha'ein Cain, Esther Hamalka, she had a very big nefila. Very, very big nefila. She was in the house of Achashverosh, just like Yosef was in the house of Potiphar. And every single day, all the time, Achashverosh was calling Esther in. It couldn't be bigger bizyonis for a tzaddikus like that, to be with an oral or rush like Achashverosh. And then she has to go in Biratzain. And she couldn't be any lower than that, to go Biratzain in front of Achashverosh. And she says to Mordechai, she says her goodbyes, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. There couldn't be a bigger nefilah. She fell to the karka. You can't fall any lower than the ground. That's why the Gemara says, although the Gemara uses it in halachic terms, but the Gemara refers to Esther as karka oilam. The reason why that Esther was not usher is because karka oilam, she was passive in the act. But karka oilam also means that she fell to the ground. She fell to the floor. But what does the pasuk say about Esther? Vatakam Esther. Esther gets up. Right here we see the contrast between Esther Hamalka, the tzaddikis, and Haman HaRasha. A Rasha falls and he can't get up, but a tzaddik, a tzaddikis, falls and gets up. Azay shteis. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisayda. That's the difference. Parenthetically, that's why Haman is hung on an eitz. Because eitz is gematria 160, and that's gematria neifel. Haman neifel. He hung himself because he was a neifel and he couldn't get up. So he's hung on an eitz, which is gematria neifel. That's the definition of a malek. To cause nefilas. But the nefilas have to teach a person that be'emes he's a neifel. Be'emes he's a neifel, and when he realizes he's a neifel, and he can only be semech on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, v'kam, get up. That's called Vatakam Esther. So with this, we can go back to what we're speaking about in the Mishkan. That the Mishkan had to go through Zayin Nefilas. Every single Jew has to go through Zayin Nefilas. Because every Jew is a Mishkan. And the way that he becomes a Mishkan, that he becomes Mishkan Milashan Hashras HaShchina, Kedusha Shabbos, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mash HaShchinas on a person, which is everything which we hope for. The whole Tachas Avi is about that. If he goes through Zayin Nefilas, but in the midst of his greatest Nefilah, he's Makir, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be making him, and he doesn't give up, and he's not Messiah, that's the moment of Hashras HaShchina. That's called Shabbos. And already by Moitzi Shabbos, he can get up. And that's the secret of Malav HaMalka. See, this Malav HaMalka is, Shabbos is the moment that a person is on the ground. That he's in a state of Nefila. But in the state of Nefila, there's a Hashras HaShchina. It doesn't matter where he is. If the Shechina is with him, all is good. But when he stands up, that's called Malav HaMalka. And that's why it's called Sudas David Malka Mashiach. Because the Nekud of Mashiach Tzidkenu, what makes the Nekud of Mashiach, and every single Jew has a spark of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the spark of Mashiach Tzidkenu is exactly this. To fall and to get up. That's why there's a Mashiach ben Yosef. Because Yosef demonstrated that midah. Yosef got up. Vayokam is gematria Yosef. Yosef gets up. And David HaMelech gets up. That's Mashiach ben David. But that's the Tzad HaShava. To get up after Nefilas, that's the Nekud of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So but there is, you could say like this. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. Sheva Yipol Tzadik is Gematria Shabbos. Because that's exactly what we described. That there are seven Nefilas and Shabbos is the final Nefila. But that moment that there's a realization that I'm a Noifa, that's the Hashras HaShchin of Shabbos. Shabbos Yipol Tzadik. Vekam is Gematria Moitze. So together, Shabbos Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam is Gematria Moitze Shabbos. But the moment of the Kam is Moitze. That's why V'Kam is Gematria Moitze. But together, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam is Gematria Moitze Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar li Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishmir lecha emas asi Bar Nafli. Do you know when Bar Nafli is going to come? So Malay, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, Man Bar Nafli, who is Bar Nafli? Never heard of such a name. So Malay, Mashiach. Mashiach Bar Nafli Karisle. Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. So he goes, Mashiach Bar Nafli Karisle? So Malay in? Yes. Dechse, because the pasuk says in Amos, Bayoim Hahu Akim Es Sukas Dovin Hanafalas. Mashiach is called Bar Nafli because he's perpetually falling. That's why it's called Sukkas David HaNoifalis. It doesn't say Nafal, it's Noifalis. It's always falling. David HaMelech saw himself as a Bar Nafli. Mashiach sees himself as a Bar Nafli because Nekudas Mashiach is exactly that. When a person realizes, Einam Bavadoi, and then he's always falling, he has nothing to stand on except the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis, that's called Nekudas Mashiach, which the Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. So if you take Mashiach and you make a miluy out of it, which means Mashiach b'milua, which is like the shleimus what Mashiach is all about. It's gematria, ki sheva yivol tzadik v'kam. That's gematria. Because that's the kudus of Mashiach. And the reason why this door will be zeichet to greet the pnei Mashiach tzidkenu is because how many nefilas, Rabbi say, have we had in our generations? Throughout all the generations, all the doors, how many nefilas? Starting with Adam Arisha. And then the nefilas of the door, the world has gone through so many cycles of nefilas, but Klai Yisrael b'frat, there's a Mishkan, and then there's no Mishkan, and then there's Chataim with in the Torah, in the Midbar, and then with the Shaiftim, and then there's one nefila after the next. That's Tanakh is. One nefila after the next, one nefila after the next. But we keep bouncing back. And if you keep bouncing back, that means there's an Akudas Mashiach there. And this is a very, very long nefila we're going through. But Lamaisa, we're here today. We're here with our Nitaira, we're davening, we're trying to grow, we're trying to come close to Kadosh Baruch. That shows that if after all the nefilas that we experience, we're still Samech on Kadosh Baruch, and the Mela is an Akudas Mashiach within Klai Yisrael, and with each and every one of us, we should be Zeichet to that. Kim Pasak, Arachman, Hoyokim, Lanu, Esukasab, and Alephalas, Bimir, Vamin, Amin, Amen.